Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The White House is narrowing a short list of candidates to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports women dominate the list.
Sources familiar with the process tell NPR that Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, and Amul Thapar are being seriously considered by the Trump administration. President Trump could announce his choice as early as Monday or Tuesday. Barrett is the front runner for now, the sources say. She's a judge on the Federal Appeals Court for the Seventh Circuit and was a finalist during the last high court vacancy. Barbara Lagoa is a Florida native and a Cuban American who could energize Latino voters this fall. And Amul Thapar of Kentucky sits on the Appeals Court for the Sixth Circuit. He's a favorite of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Trump says Republicans should move on his nominee without delay. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
An investigation is underway after ricin was discovered in mail that was sent to the White House. Law enforcement sources tell NPR the deadly substance was positively identified and that they're looking into whether it may be linked to other packages that haven't been found yet. But the ricin never made it to the White House. Mail addressed to the executive mansion is screened at a facility off-site. Meanwhile, at a synagogue in Washington, D.C., congregants remember the life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg as the community celebrates a new year and new life with a high holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Dominique Maria Bonesi of member station WAMU has more.
A Jewish prayer of healing rang out at the Six and I congregation Saturday morning in Northwest D.C. Most congregants have been tuning in to worship services virtually. Rabbi Aaron Potek reflected on Ginsburg's legacy and influence.
We stand here a little bit broken this morning. If one individual is the entire world, then any of us and all of us have the power to change the world as well.
Another rabbi encouraged congregants to volunteer with organizations that support voting rights as a way to honor Ginsburg's legacy. For NPR News, I'm Dominique Maria Bonesi.
France registered more than 13,000 new coronavirus infections in a single day, its highest daily count since the start of the pandemic. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
On the Mediterranean, the city of Nice is banning public gatherings of more than 10 people. And in Marseille, intensive care units are nearing capacity. Marseille is also urgently recruiting doctors and nurses as hospitalizations and deaths rise. The recent surge in cases has mostly affected young people, but infections are now growing fast among the over 75s. Despite the surge, the prime minister has not announced new nationwide restrictions. Jean Castex said the French should use caution and succeed in living with this virus. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Thailand, thousands of protesters defied police warnings, occupying a historic field in the country's capital today, calling for new elections, a new constitution, and a limit of the king's powers. Demonstrators say the prime minister was unfairly returned to power in last year's general election. Speakers took to the stage amid skits and music at the Grand Palace Complex. That's a famous tourist destination. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country of 70 million since July, and more protests are planned for Sunday. A major California art museum is about to reopen. And as NPR's Netta Ulibi reports, it'll join a number of museums around the country that are welcoming visitors for the first time since March.
Since 1895, the De Young has offered aesthetic refuge and relief to people in the Bay Area.
For generations, San Francisco art lovers have flocked to the De Young Museum in Golden Gate Park.
And now that the quarantine has relaxed, the De Young will be one of the first major museums in the state to reopen. But nationally, it's not alone. Four Smithsonian museums in Washington, D.C. are reopening this weekend, including the National Museum of African American History and Culture. And smaller museums are reopening, too, in Baltimore, Albuquerque, and Charlotte, North Carolina. In the Museum Mecca of New York City, the Queens Museum has just reopened, and the Jewish Museum plans to open its doors just a few days after Rosh Hashanah. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.